to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Good morning, everybody. This is Dr. Beth Charlie, once again, sitting in for Maggie at Unsolicited Opinion. I will be back tomorrow as well. On today's show, as I promised, my guest is Jane Burgermeister. Before I bring her on, I just want to mention, I had talked about yesterday these hearings that were shown. Well, they're not really hearings. The meeting of the National Governors Association, where they were saying all of these insane things about how hospitals are like hotels and things of that nature. I got the exact login for you for that, so you can access any of C-SPAN's archives. It is c-span.org/video-library. And video library is one word. So definitely check that out, folks. People need to see what these psychos are up to, because you're just going to be amazed at the things they admit to. Also, let me say, somebody sent me a YouTube this morning that I encourage all of you to check out. So go to YouTube and type in five-year-old shuts down armed soldiers, and watch what happens to all of these gun-toting soldiers when a five-year-old comes up and starts asking them hard questions. Pretty amazing. I think we need more five-year-olds to join with us. Okay. I'm very happy to have as my guest today. She was also my guest on my show last Sunday. Let me just mention, I have a weekly show on Orion Talk Radio on Saturdays, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern, and on These Changing Times Radio every Sunday from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern. And I wanted to get Jane's information out to the RBN audience as well. Actually, when I was on RBN, she was my guest a few years ago. But it's just amazing how things are unfolding in this world of eugenics. Jane was born in Switzerland of an Irish mother and an Austrian father. She's a dual Irish-Austrian national and lives in Vienna, Austria. She has an MA honors degree from Edinburgh University in Scotland, and as a journalist has written for Nature, the British Medical Journal, The Scientist, Reuters Health, and The Guardian, among other publications. She was European correspondent for the website of Renewable Energy World, a position from which she was suddenly dismissed in July 2009 after filing a series of criminal charges against Baxter, the World Homicide Organization, and others. She started up the Bird Flu 666 blog to alert people about the fact that Baxter had contaminated 72 kilos of seasonal flu with the bird flu virus in an Austrian lab in February 2009, which, of course, would have led to a global bird flu pandemic had one of the people working at the lab not seen what was actually going on. Shortly after that episode, the swine flu broke out, mysteriously, in Mexico in April 2009, and she covered these developments on her bird flu blog, then switching to the theflucase.com, theflucase.com. She has distanced herself from the Flucase website after a webmaster put up a report called the 10K List, advocating mindless violence, and also removed her login. So we all have problems with people that are trying to cause us, you know, a situation that might not be good for us as we're telling the truth. I've certainly been down that road. And she has experienced a similar attacks by psychiatrists that, as I have experienced. It's when they can't get anything else on you, they try to say you're a conspiracy theorist. Okay, there's the music. We'll be back after these messages, and I'll bring Jane on.
years. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Carly sitting in for the vacationing Maggie again. And as I was saying before the break, Jane Burgermeister has had the conspiracy theory label put on her because it's really amazing when the psychopaths destroying our world have nothing else to say. They just call you a conspiracy theorist no matter how much truth you have on your side. And Werner had called in yesterday and mentioned DC Dave. I just wanted to give out that website, dcdave.com, 17 Techniques for Truth Suppression. And there it is under number 5. Call the skeptics names like conspiracy theorists, nutcase, etc. This is one of their main avenues of attack. Apparently he has actually come out with their list, you know, that they have for people like Jane and myself that they will use when people start getting information that they're not supposed to get. And also let me just mention, if you could hold off callers until the second hour, I'd appreciate it, so Jane can get out some of her information before we start taking calls. So welcome to the show, Jane. If you could please just give the listeners a little background on, you know, what you've been doing, what you've gone through because of what you're doing, and any new updates you'd like to share.
Well, thanks for having me again on your show, Dr. Carly. It's true that in 2009, 2010, you and I were giving people information showing that the swine flu pandemic was hyped by big pharma and governments, and also giving facts showing that the swine flu vaccine was highly likely more damaging than the virus. And it's turned out to be the case. The countries and governments in Europe, Norway, Ireland, Sweden and Finland have now confirmed that the vaccine is causing brain disorders. And because I was able to give facts and documents, nobody could sue me, nobody could psychiatrize me. But in 2010, as soon as the swine flu hype was over, public's attention turned away from this issue, I became the target of a whole series of attempts to kind of eliminate me behind the scenes. And it began in February 2010. One of the researchers working for a very well-known institute here called the Ludwig Boltzmann Institute, which is part financed by Baxter, is called Professor Lucas Kenner, a cancer researcher, a pathologist at the Vienna's main general hospital, went to a psychiatrist who he knew and urged her to have me confined immediately, on the grounds that I'm suffering from paranoia and am a general danger to people. He'd never met me. The psychiatrist had never met me, and she refused to do it. So he made two attempts to persuade her to confine me, and both of those failed. And then that same, just a few months later, I was almost put under a court guardianship by a judge making a trivial claim. Unfortunately, my father had died, and I was in the process of dealing with the estate, and here in Austria it's done by the local court, which gives them enormous power to rob you and kind of psychiatrize you if they all collude. And this judge tried to do that, but I was able to prove that her claim was false, and thanks to the enormous public support I got, that failed. However, as soon as that failed in September of 2010, the psychiatrist found that her license was removed from her. It was done illegally. The same Lucas Kenner went to the health ministry in Austria and just made all these baseless claims. And that same day, she lost her license and still hasn't got it back again. And it's been delayed and delayed without any reason. The evaluators have all given her a very positive assessment. And so the signs are, I'm afraid, that they're still planning to try and psychiatrize me perhaps at some point and also to start a new pandemic. And that's really the point of this whole, what I'm trying to say to people is that nothing has basically changed since 2009. We're facing the same pandemic machinery, vaccine machinery.
Yes, it's truly amazing how they use the same master template over and over again. And let me just add, of course, that the virus that they were warning people about back in 2009 was created in a laboratory. There's actually a PBS special where they admit that they went to Alaska and dug up dead bodies of people that died from what they called the 1918 flu and tweaked it. And now they're up to the same stuff. There's an article, dailymail.co.uk, bird flu is only three steps from mutating into deadly new form that could cause global pandemic, and scientists are scrambling for new vaccines. So they're up to it again. And this is how they tell us what they're doing, by warning us about the situation that it's three steps from mutating into a deadly new form, because they're the ones that are mutating it. And, of course, what their goal is to get the pandemic started by giving people the vaccines. That's what will actually start the pandemic if people are foolish enough to go along with this program, because they're inoculating you with disease, along with all kinds of other toxins that, like you said, are causing neurological disease. From the swine flu vaccine given back in 2009, especially, there's a lot of cases of narcolepsy, but every disease in internal medicine is caused by vaccines. And so you are a very important spokesperson for the truth to try to get people to realize that here we go again. And you better not trust these people with a needle, because they do not have good intentions. Go ahead, Jane.
Well, you're absolutely right. What has emerged is that the World Health Organization, Big Pharma, and the governments haven't been sleeping. They've been modifying their pandemic vaccine machinery in the background and making it even more lethal and threatening to us. They've been giving more power to Big Pharma to influence even the World Health Organization's early warning pandemic system to manipulate information at source and to hype a pandemic. And they've also, Big Pharma and the World Health Organization, have distributed more vaccine-producing facilities around the world so that they can deliver the vaccine to us even more quickly. So if they do declare another pandemic emergency on the basis of hype, we could find ourselves in a situation where we could be pressured to take this vaccine more quickly even than in 2009. And very significant, I think, are the changes in laws happening in Poland and Switzerland. We see the governments trying to centralize these vaccine declarations. Federal governments can now order or declare a pandemic and order people to take these vaccines by force. And this is all happening right now, even as we speak. These changes going on in the background here in Europe. And I wouldn't be surprised if something similar isn't happening in the USA.
Oh, yes. Basically, all the countries involved with the World Homicide Organization are in on this plot to cause mass genocide. And, in fact, the article I just mentioned from Mail Online actually talks on page 2 of pre-pandemic vaccination, because back in 2009, as I said, they weren't able to get the pandemic going because people like us were warning people not to take the vaccine. So now they want to vaccinate before the pandemic. They're calling it a pre-pandemic vaccination. And, of course, as you stated, they will try to use laws to force people to vaccinate, but of course people have to just say no.
You're absolutely right. I think it's interesting to look at what's happening in Poland at the moment. Remember, Poland was the only country in 2009 in Europe, apart from Russia, which didn't sort of trigger this mass vaccination campaign. The Polish health minister, Ewa Kopacz, was a family doctor, and she saw that this vaccine hadn't been properly tested, and she asked GlaxoSmithKline to provide guarantees or at least offer to compensate people in the event of damage, and they refused. So she didn't trigger this vaccination contract. In 2010, she appeared before the European Council PACE inquiry, and she gave her evidence also about the vaccine, why she hadn't ordered it. And just a few days later, the Smolensk plane crash occurred where half the Polish government was wiped out, including the national bank chief, the president, and many top military and police officials. And it's become clear that that was not a plane crash. That seems to have been just a smokescreen to explain to people the disappearance of half the Polish government. And now we see Poland once more in a situation where the Polish parliament, now much more submissive, perhaps frightened, beaten into submission, has passed a law on the 15th of June, which allows and gives much more room for forced vaccination, for declaring a pandemic for no reason. And a very, very worrying aspect of this new law is the way the government plans to monopolize all the information about pandemic viruses, about the vaccines, about the done by the vaccines, in this information network called Sentinel. And the only people who will have access to that will be institutions and people who sign a contract and pay a fee, and even they might not have access to it. So people like us, Dr. Carleen, may not be able to get the facts and the documents we were able to get in 2009, and we may not be able to refute point by point the claims of Big Pharma and governments in the way we did in 2009, in a way which I think was quite convincing, because they are planning to monopolize the access to this information and restrict it. And then, of course, if people like us don't have the facts, we can't refute it point by point, we can be declared mentally ill much more easily than we could have been declared in 2009, because we simply will not have access to the documents in the way we did in 2009.
And what is the excuse for denial of access to said documents? I mean, how obvious can it be? This concept of informed consent, that people have a right to know what kind of treatment they're getting, which, of course, they have to know what's in the witch's brew. What excuse are they giving for closing down access to this information? Do you know?
No, I have to be honest and say I don't know. I just received an email with an outline of this new laws and the way the Polish government intends to set up this new system. called Sentinel. And there are even provisions not only to give you a forced pandemic vaccine once, you can even be forced to take it several times in this new law.
Hold on, Jane. We're going to break. Let's continue this after the break.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372. Or go to TerraVim.com, that's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Bergermeister from Austria. Jane, could you please continue what you were saying before the break? It's very important.
I just want to draw your attention to another change in this new forced vaccination laws in Poland. And this is the way the definition of an infectious disease has been loosened so much that basically any mild little infection, it seems, can now be declared a pandemic. And let's not forget, this is what happened in 2009, that WHO changed the criteria for declaring a pandemic emergency level 6. It changed it from an infectious disease which killed many, many people to one which simply spread in many different continents. And this is how they were able to declare the pandemic emergency level 6 with all the wide-reaching implications, including the possibility of forced vaccination in 2009. And this is what's happening now in Poland. They're taking the key concepts and they are loosening them, loosening the wording to the point where anything can be declared a pandemic. And one of the provisions is for people not only to be able to be forced to take the vaccine once, but several times. So you can be compelled under this new law in Poland to take the pandemic vaccine many, many different times, which is just incredible. But they're really obviously quite determined to get people to take it. So I think that's a significant thing that needs to be pointed out. And as I mentioned, I think just earlier on, what has happened in the reform or review of the pandemic plan in 2011 was that Big Pharma was given much greater influence over World Health Organization's early pandemic warning system laboratories. Let's recall in 2009, the laboratories were giving very low figures for the swine flu deaths. In the end, it was only 18,500 people who died from the swine flu, according to WHO's own laboratory. And the CDC has just recently had that to 500,000. But the fact was whose laboratories kept the figures very low. And these laboratories have now been more or less, or Big Pharma now has a much bigger financial stake in these laboratories and much more influence over these laboratories and is in a much stronger position to manipulate the information coming from these laboratories at an early stage.
Exactly, and I want to just underline what you just said, because this is such an amazing thing that they did. They're so corrupt. They actually called it a fresh analysis, where they rewrote history and now claim that as many as 580,000 people died from the swine flu rather than the 18,500, which they had allegedly scientifically validated by actually testing the people that had gotten sick. Because, of course, like you said, you know, if you get a sniffle, they can say, uh-oh, bird flu, you know, are they going to do a genetic analysis on every person's bug? I don't think so. And another very obvious fraud situation that's going on is that the vaccine for H5N1 has already been licensed. There's three companies, Novartis, Sanofi, and GlaxoSmithKline. And this is, you know, coming out at a time. There was an article in the paper here in the States, in many papers, on July 6th of 2012, that GlaxoSmithKline has been charged $3 billion, with a B, dollars, for criminal and civil violations involving 10 drugs. Now, of course, you know, in this insane situation we have where companies are people, so they can, you know, donate as much as they want in terms of bribes to different congressional minions here in the States, the corporate people don't ever seem to go to jail. They were fined for criminal violations. Criminal? Okay, somebody should be going to jail. $3 billion, and yet they're still going to be allowed to distribute this vaccine, which obviously can't possibly, once again, have been tested properly. You know, it's just, it's like we live in an insane world. And the idea that they could try to force people, I don't care what law they write, they're not going to shoot me with this vaccine. The way I look at it, it's just like if somebody came to your door with a gun and put it up to your head and said, you must accept this bullet, because that's the law. You know, these are biological weapons, these vaccines. But were you aware of the situation with GlaxoSmithKline being fined $3 billion for their fraud?
I was. I read about it in the media here, and I also read about the case where the FDA scientists were being systematically sacked if they try to draw attention to the drawbacks of certain products that the FDA was licensing. So here we see a system where scientists who are honest, who are trying to give the public information about maybe even things like vaccines, they're just being sacked and deselected from the system until only, it seems, the most corrupt people remain in the regulators, in the pharmaceutical companies, and so on. And that's how we're one of the reasons we're back to square one. I hate to use that term, but we could be forced to take the same vaccine which has now been proven in countries or like Norway, Ireland, Finland and Sweden to have caused this brain disorder and narcolepsy and other autoimmune diseases. And it's just very, very shocking to see.
Okay, hold on, Jane. There's the music. We're going to a break. Let's continue after the break. I hope you're going to tell everybody you know to listen to the show, folks. This is critical.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Burgermeister, telling you what's going on with the next planned pandemic, a bird flu pandemic, and as I've been saying on shows I've been doing almost every day, we also have information that they've weaponized the rabies virus, and thanks to a very important article out of National Geographic, which you can find on the lightofdayradioshow.com, click on Dr. Carly Archives. I've did shows throughout June on this subject, and there are many documents posted there that you can download talking about the fact that they have actually not only weaponized the rabies virus, but that also an article in National Geographic from October of 2010 titled Zombie Virus Possible Via Rabies Flu Hybrid. So basically, they're telling us what they're doing in articles such as this, and talk about a horrific situation where you could make rabies aerosolized by combining it with the flu. And of course, as we're having more cannibalistic type situations, especially here in the States, it's getting kind of obvious to me that they're already releasing this. So the timing of all of this is also very interesting, right before the Olympics in London. I suspect we're probably going to have some kind of a biological event, because they've been telling people that are going to the Olympics, they're telling all of the athletes, as well as the people that are working at the Olympics, everybody's got to get their flu vaccine. So things are getting ramped up very obviously for something very bad to happen. Don't you agree, Jane?
I do. And just talking about the Olympics, the stadium like of the kind that is going to be a major venue in London would, I presume, have a lot of air conditioning and could be suitable to launching this kind of biological attack. Because then they can model the temperature and the airflow more easily than open space, and perhaps distribute this virus more easily to large numbers of people. One of the companies involved in the Baxter pandemic bird flu scare in 2009 in Austria, Avio Greenhills Biotechnology, has been working on delivering vaccines by aerosols in the subsequent period of time. I think one or 2 years ago they produced a major innovation in that respect. This company, in the meantime, belongs to Baxter, so they have this technology, how to put these viruses or deliver vaccination through aerosols. They've been working on it, improving on it, and could well try and use it in a sort of stadium of like the Olympics. I don't know whether you remember, Dr. Carley, but in 2009 there was that incident in a Swiss train. Do you remember that case where a swine flu virus was released in an air-conditioned Swiss train? I don't know whether you remember that at all.
Yes, but please tell the listeners. I do remember that.
Well, this was a very bizarre case. A scientist working for a Swiss laboratory came from Mexico with a vial of the swine flu virus and got on an ordinary busy commuter train going from Zurich to Geneva across the country. During this journey, the container he was carrying this vial in burst, and passengers were actually showered with this virus, and the train had to be stopped, and the police actually came, and all these doctors carried out these emergency measures and let the passengers just go. And some of the people may have been infected by this crude biological assault that took place on the Swiss train in April 2009, as the World Health Organization was trying to hype the swine flu pandemic. And I'm not sure, I hadn't really looked at the Olympics stadium, but any area which is sort of semi-enclosed, where they have air conditioning, where they can model temperatures and airflows, could be suitable for a large-scale repeat of some kind of biological assault of the kind that occurred in this Swiss train in 2009, and could trigger a pandemic, as you say, with this hybrid rabies vaccine. Virus.
Exactly. And, you know, I have strong suspicions that the release on the train was not an accident, that was actually done intentionally. And they also have the ability to delay the introduction of whatever's in the vaccine to the system. There are something called liposomes, which are like tiny little balls of fat. And this is discussed in my medical books, and they can put anything into those balls of fat, and it will take time for the release of the virus or whatever into the person's system, so that it won't be as obvious that they were actually injected with something that caused them to subsequently get sick. And of course, this whole idea of calling aerosolized viruses a vaccine, this is bioterrorism, period. And I've also discussed on many shows this live rabies packet that they're dropping on nature, hundreds of millions of doses here in the United States. I'm not sure about other countries, but they call it a vaccine. They put live rabies, and it's actually combined with a version of smallpox, into this sachet packet, and, you know, put some fish meal in it so that it will be eaten by animals, and then drop it from planes and call this a vaccine. That's one of the most important things that people have to get into their heads, as I'm always drumming at home. When they tell you they're immunizing you with a vaccine, they are actually inoculating you with a biological weapon. And I don't care from what source it comes, but especially from companies that are being charged $3 billion for criminal fraud, that's not something that I would line up for. And I know what you're saying about the laws being passed in all countries pretty much at this point, that the people are going to be forced to get a vaccine once the pandemic is declared. If people say no in great numbers, there's nothing they can do. And that's what I'm suggesting that people do, is just say no.
You're right. And Switzerland is another country where the government is introducing these more streamlined, centralized forced vaccination plans. Somebody has just collected the necessary 50,000 signatures to try and force a referendum on the issue in Switzerland. I'm going back to the Swiss train incident. I think you're absolutely right. There's plenty of evidence that this was done deliberately, and it was done in the way you describe, using a delayed mechanism. The vial of the swine flu virus was packed inside dry ice, inside a sealed container, and as dry ice melts, it turns into vapor and it expands, the volume it takes up expands, and this created more and more pressure then on the container and on the vial until eventually, after 2 or 3 hours in the train, the vial just burst, and with such force that it knocked over this technician who was transporting it to this laboratory. So you can say with almost certainty these people had figured out a mechanism to delay the this rucksack bomb and its detonation inside the Swiss train using this dry ice. And I'm sure they have many, many such means to, as you say, spray us with these viruses in and around the Olympics or any other place now in the meantime.
Exactly. Yes, and just like I'm sure that the release of 72 kilograms of bird flu by Baxter, I mean, when you actually think about that, how much virus does it take to weigh 72 kilograms? That is massive. How could this have been an error? If you could just go back in history and share with the listeners how this was discovered. And it was wonderful that you jumped on this. And, of course, you were the major person responsible for getting this information out to the people of the world. But could you tell the listeners what happened when, I forget what country the scientist was in that realized we've got live bird flu in this a packet of whatever viruses that's supposed to be something else.
Yeah, it's an incredible story, and it may well go down in history, because here we have a big pharma company trying to start a global pandemic caught red-handed, and Baxter in its facilities in Orthon, the Donau, just outside Vienna, which turn out to be facilities which are very critical to U.S. security, according to WikiLeaks documents, there in this place, 72 kilos of the seasonal flu vaccine was contaminated with the bird flu virus in February 2009 and sent to 16 labs in 4 countries. And luckily, one of the technicians in a Czech lab actually tested this vaccine material on ferrets and found that it was contaminated and raised the alarm. And nothing was done. The Austrian government simply carried out a brief inspection of Baxter's facilities and said it wasn't of significance because the bird flu is a veterinary, falls under the section of veterinary laws or whatever. And there was silence. And I just happened to hear about it because a neighbor gave me a little bit in the local paper about this incident, about 18 people being treated preventatively for the bird flu in a hospital very close to where I live. And because I'd been working as a medical journalist and for a medical journal, I realized that there was a big problem with this whole story. And I think very rapidly I got into contact with you, and we were able to spread the message about how Baxter had tried to start a pandemic in a biosecurity level 3 facilities here in Austria, which have very strict security regulations and shouldn't have been had this virus on its premises in the first place, because, as you pointed out, this is a bioengineered virus. There's no reason for Baxter to have had it in its facilities in Ortenau, and there's no real explanation for how it could have contaminated 72 kilos of seasonal flu vaccine material with this virus and sent it to so many labs without noticing it. As far as I understand, this was supposed to be given to people as an experimental vaccine, and it could have triggered the very pandemic that Baxter then had signed the pre-negotiated the contracts to give the vaccines to treat in 2009. So it was an incredible story, really.
Exactly, and the enormity of what's going on is we have this quote-unquote global war on terror. Where are the terrorists? They are in these laboratories. These are the psychopaths who are creating bioweapons to release on the public, and all they do is change the name from bioweapon to vaccine. And then people are supposed to be forced to take this. The one good thing, I think, that's happening now, as we, you know, do shows, I'm doing shows every day. At this point, I'm sure you're doing lots of shows as well. Let me mention, you should go to Jane's YouTube channel. Just type in Jane Burgermeister. Watch her latest pandemic update. She's got a lot of good YouTubes up there. But the point is that people are waking up. It's like, hello, we've been down this road before. And now they're clamping down even stronger, and especially, like I said, saying that they have to do a pre-pandemic vaccination when it's obvious that the vaccine will cause the pandemic. And I'm really hoping that now is the time that people are going to rise up and say, we will not allow this to be done to ourselves and our children, because it's self-evident that this is part of a major depopulation agenda, and people have to face that fact. It's very hard to realize that we're paying for our own destruction, but that is, in fact, what's going on.
I think at this time we have to go a step further, and we have to proactively dismantle this whole pandemic vaccine machinery, because it's like a smoking gun being in the background. It's like a gun being held to the head of humanity. You know, any couple of years or every 3 years or 4 years, this big pharma could keep on trying to hype a pandemic and in the period in between improve or the efficiency of its whole vaccination campaign. And you know, we can't spend the rest of our lives constantly issuing warnings about these hype pandemics. I think we have to take the next step and try and organize and make sure that these pandemic plans are thrown into the dustbin and that we can breathe freely again without this gun in our backs.
Yes, these laboratories have to be closed down, no question. As a matter of fact, I learned a few years ago, due to a situation in Canada where FedEx was transferring viruses from one bioweapons laboratory to another, and the FedEx van got into an accident, and the entire area had to be quarantined off until they made sure that the package within the FedEx truck containing the bioweapon viruses had not been, you know, released. And I was saying to myself, FedEx, they're trying to scare us that terrorists are going to be dropping bioweapons from planes that they take over with box cutters or whatever. And here we have FedEx trucks, and this is happening all over. They are the ones that are transporting these very dangerous organisms that we're paying to be created. And in fact, I subsequently went into a FedEx building and asked the person at the counter, is it true? I told her what I had read in some news report. Is it true that FedEx actually transports biological weapons, you know, viruses from lab to lab? And they said, yes, we do. So this is something that people have to think about as you're being scared that the terrorists are going to, you know, attack us with bioweapons. That FedEx truck that's coming to your house to make a delivery, you don't know what's in there. And this is quite amazing to me. And it just is part of the, you know, the big picture of how insane the situation is. The psychopaths are running the asylum. And we all have to be concerned about this. And also let me mention another thing that really angers me is that there's something called colloidal silver, which no pathogen, bacteria, virus, has ever been found to not be killed by this very safe natural supplement that you can make for pennies a day with a generator. Because, of course, that's what you'll have to be doing because the FDA continues to try to take it off the market. And I encourage listeners to go to reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, click on links, and you'll see the generator that I use for myself and my pets. So at the one time, they're trying to scare us that, you know, we have to protect ourselves against the coming pandemic, which they're creating. At the other side, they're taking away the one thing that will stop us from being infected.
You're right to point out, you know, the role of these bioweapons labs in this horrendous scenario. I'd just like to point out the national pandemic plans are also very scary if you ever get around to reading them. They actually foresee a situation where the World Health Organization basically can take over whole countries, their health personnel, and even their security personnel in the event of a pandemic emergency level 6 declaration. There's a room in the World Health Organization headquarters in Geneva called the Shock Room. And
okay, wait, hold on, Jane. We're going to break. I want to make sure people hear about the Shock Room. Okay, folks, we'll be right back after these messages. Are you reeling in the years? Sort of weather time.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you reeling in the years? Sort of weather time. Are you gathering up?
Burgermeister, before the break, Jane, you were talking about the chakram. Please get back to that, because that's pretty amazing stuff.
I mean, it's something that could come out of a James Bond film, but in the headquarters of the World Health Organization in Geneva, in the basement, there is this shock room. It's a strategic health operations center, which is equipped with supercomputers to track the spread of a virus in the event of a pandemic. And let's not forget it was the World Health Organization which gave Baxter the bird flu virus, which it used to contaminate the 72 kilos of seasonal flu in 2009. So here they are, at one hand, who is giving Big Pharma these deadly viruses? On the other hand, it's tracking the spread of these viruses in its basement shock room. And these supercomputers are linked to UN military computers, and they can actually help coordinate a military takeover of countries that are allegedly affected by this pandemic emergency level 6. So at least in Austria, and I think most European pandemic plans, and I think in the US too, if WHO declares a pandemic emergency level 6, as it did in June 2009, being suspected of having a pandemic virus becomes a criminal offense, and the police are allowed to use deadly force against you and even to shoot you. At least in the Austrian pandemic plan, they can do that, and they can also restrict your travel, put quarantines around cities. So it's not just about killing people. It's about taking over whole countries, taking over countries' governments, taking over their health systems and even their military systems. These plans are incredibly far-reaching, and they're still in place. And I'm just saying and warning people, I think we have to really get proactive now, organize, and dismantle these plans once and for all. They need to be just shredded, torn up, and thrown out of the window.
And the people involved need to be charged with crimes against humanity. I mean, it's so obvious what they're doing. There can be no question. This is not a conspiracy theory. These are self-evident realities. And that's why people need to get involved in whatever way they choose. Not a lot of people are going to do what we do and put our lives on the line going on international radio and things of that nature. But at least warn your loved ones, your community. In my opinion, there's no point in writing to your congressmen here in the States, because they're all in on it. They all know exactly what's doing, what's going on. And yes, in fact, with different bills that have been written here in the States, in fact, they can actually steal your property. They can deem your property has been infected, and they can just basically kick you out of your home and steal your home. And, of course, put you in quarantine and all of these various things. And once you go in quarantine, you know that's where you're going to get injected for sure. And I encourage people to watch the movie Quarantine. I don't know if you've seen that movie, Jane, but it's a very important movie, which is pretty much, you know, basically all true. It involves creating cannibals with the rabies virus. But, you know, it shows how the CDC comes in, and the building where the infection has occurred, they shut the building down and they just let all the people die, because this is what these monsters do. In fact, the CDC is actually a military organization. And so, yes, this is another way that they can take control of countries that they view as not going along, you know, with the World Bank and other things of that nature. It's just another mechanism of control as we march into the New World Order. And, you know, this is the year. 2012 is the year that these monsters have to be stopped. There's no question. And it's going to take a backbone, but it can be done if enough people wake up. Okay, there's the music. We'll be back after this break for the second hour. Stay tuned, folks.